Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Imagine a world where the green tendrils of what was once benign have turned predator. Among the twisted remnants of a once thriving ecosystem, a terrifying example of adaptation emerges: predatory plants. The concept, once relegated to science fiction, heralds a grim reality in the Earth's latest bid for survival. In previous explorations, we skirted the fringes of this botanical uprising. We bore witness to fire followers and super bloomers, but today we delve deeper into the vegetative abyss, where the sun's dimming light reveals the rise of predatory flora. The conditions conducive to their evolution are stark. Soil nutrients are scarce, polluted by the incessant spew of human waste and neglect. Sunlight, once a golden shower bestowing life, now struggles through a somber shroud of smog. Amidst this desperation, some plants have done the unthinkable. They have adopted the diet of carnivores. Behold the Venus flytrap, the poster child of carnivorous plants, now proliferating beyond its traditional confines. The pitcher plant, once a rare spectacle, has evolved into a common sight, its pitfall traps filled with unsuspecting victims driven into their maws by famine and thirst. Sundews, with their sticky tentacles, decorate the New World landscape, feasting on a smorgasbord of insects driven to population booms by the heat and decay. But the transformation did not halt at these known species. Reports speak of new hybrids, unnatural concoctions bearing the fruit of humanity's recklessness. Thorned grabbers, a term recently coined by the fatal few who encountered them, are plants with reactive barbs that can ensnare small mammals, a testament to evolution's nightmarish turn. These novel botanic predators often cluster in the urban jungles, reclaiming the cityscape as their dominion. Towers of flora rise from the cracked concrete, these verdant towers of silence, where echoes of civilization become muffled and plant life reigns supreme. There, amidst the steel carcasses, the ferocious foliage hunts, we can only marvel at the tenacity of life, at the endurance of Earth's flora to not just survive, but to thrive, transforming from passive photosynthesizers to aggressive adversaries. They remind us that life, in all its forms, will fight to persist, even if it means transcending the roles assigned by nature. As the sun sets on a world hostile to the life forms it once nurtured, we are left pondering our place in the new food chain. With our civilization in decline, will we fall victim to the ferocious flora we now observe from a wary distance? What once peacefully coexisted could now potentially consume us. The predatory plants we see are not just surviving, they are a signal of Earth's adaptability, a grim reminder of our failure to steward the planet. They are a clarion call, not to hope, but to realize the monstrous beauty our neglect has birthed and to witness nature's entropy-defying response. In this green dystopian vista, our role is unclear, but our future seems inexorably intertwined with that of the ferocious flora. With vigilance, perhaps we can glean lessons from their adaptation, lessons that could have saved us before the chapters of hope closed off, leaving us with anecdotes of the Earth's indomitable will, the tales we tell as the world grows ever wilder. A question lingers like the shadow of the last tree in a concrete forest. Will the next phase of botanical evolution have mercy on its predecessors, or have we sown the seeds of our own demise amidst the roots of the ferocious flora?